Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Ches of Maseches Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include the reasons for Vayoichlu Me'avor Ha'aretz B'Machras HaPesach. They only began to eat from the new crops on the day after Pesach. B'Sheva Be'Adar Meis Moshe U'Pasek Mon Mileret Vayimistapkin Mimon Shebechleihem Ad Shisha Asa B'Nisan. The mon ceased to fall on Zayin Adu and Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. However, the supply of mon sustained them until Tezayin Nisan. Ugois Shaitziu Mitzrayim Tomu Behem Tamon. The matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim on Tezvav Nisan tasted like the mon. The source that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar and was also born on Zayin Adar. The machlekes Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his son, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, whether Chadash in Chutz La'aretz is Asa Midei Raisa or Mutar Leketchila. However, regarding Erla and Klaim and Chutz La'aretz, they both agree that it is Asar. Machlekes is only if the Isser is Midei Raisa or Midei Rabbanan. Shemitah's Kesafim, the Shemitah year cancels all loans. Shiluach Avadim, an Eved Ivri becomes free in the Yebel year. The Machlek is in whether the Issa Arla and Chutz La'aretz is Medei Raisa or Medei Rabbanan. The distinction in Chutz La'aretz between Arla and Klaim, and that regarding Arla, Yerid V'Likeach, Levad Shalayir and Alaikit. One may even, like Tchila, ask a non-Jew to pick Savak Arla for him. However, he may not observe the non-Jew actually picking the fruit. However, regarding Klaim, Yerid V'Likeit, Levad Shalayir could be Yad. One may even the Ketchila observe the non-Jew actually pick the fruits, however the Yisrael may not actually pick it.